Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good evening, everybody. You're listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. Today is September 3rd, 2015, and you're listening with Your Life Purpose with host Tammy Adams. Tammy Adams is an intuitive life coach and spiritual healer with over 20 years of experience. She helps people find their true life's purpose and then helps you start down that path. Her show is geared around finding out what your life purpose is, get live on-air answers, not staged or pre-scripted, and hear what the universe is saying to you with Tammy Adams. Tammy talks with your angels and gets you to the path you have been longing to be upon. I know she has a wonderful topic for you two guys today, so without further ado, I give you your host, Tammy.
Beautiful. Hello?
And you're live.
Welcome, everyone. Oh, beautiful. Thank you. Great. Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome. It is such a pleasure and so wonderful to be here today. So wherever you may be today, I hope you had an awesome, amazing day. It is Thursday and the later part of the day over here where I am in California. To those in the East Coast, it's around 7 o'clock, and wherever else you may be, I hope you're having an awesome day also. So today, our show, I put a little bit of information out there letting people know about the show today, and it is about inner spiritual cleansing. Now, the reason why I love Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, and this is so wonderful to be a part of it, is because my whole reason for existing, I feel, has always been about helping people to understand their true purpose. Well, and today is about inner spiritual cleansing. So each time you log on to one of my shows and you connect, or you have a question, or you want to connect with me, even to one of my past shows, you'll see one thing that my plan is to talk about: the body, the mind, and the soul, the spirit, right? So when I was communicating with the guardian angels and they told me, Tammy, today you're supposed to be talking about the inner spiritual cleansing, I was like, that is such an awesome, absolutely great. Now, the reason why it's such a great topic is because so many people do not allow themselves to realize that what is important is to have that spiritual cleansing within us, being able to know what's happening in our energy field, what's happening in our soul, what's happening in our body, what's happening within us. We often take care of ourselves through food. We often take care of ourselves through the gym, but we quite often forget to take care of the spirit itself. And that's what we're here to talk about today. And what does it mean? You know, what is the meaning of inner spiritual cleansing? So let's talk about that for one moment. Inner spiritual cleansing means going to the deeper part of ourselves, not allowing ourselves to worry about what's happening in our mind, not worrying about what's happening, what we ate today, not worrying about what happened at the gym. Being inside of our soul, being inside of our spirit, is about having peace and about allowing ourselves to have balance. Like before I came on the show today, I was getting a little bit frustrated and I had a little bit of tension before I came here, an hour before, because there was a couple things that I forgot and I wasn't able to connect onto the show properly. And I sat there and I calmed myself and I went into a meditative state for one moment and I found my smile again and my peace. Inner spiritual cleansing is about us allowing ourselves to have that peace. It's about us allowing ourselves to have that balance with our chakras, energy point, and levels within our body. Not becoming lost or confused or swaying in any way, shape, or form. We often work on the outside, meaning exactly like I said a moment ago, the diet, the gym. But what about the spiritual side, guys? Everyone that's listening, everyone that's out there. What do you think would happen if we actually took the advice, listened to what I'm talking about in this show today, and made a difference? focus on your inner spiritual being. Focus on the cleansing, connecting to the karmic energy, creating healing from the blockers that you may have with your solar plexus, whatever causing a block, whatever it is that's disconnected. What would happen if that became reconnected? What have you done to help yourself recently or inside of your past? What are the things that you have done to help yourself? If you guys have questions, obviously, I already expressed this earlier, I will be taking calls today towards the subject. So if you have questions that are in regards towards the subject of, Tammy, how can I have inner spiritual cleansing? What do I need to do to help myself? What are the things, you know, talk to me, absolutely call in. I have no problem with that. But the point is, what have you done to help yourself recently, in your past, currently? So many of us forget to cleanse our spirit, and we assume it's already all clean. And I've had this told to me when clients come into my office or they call me, you know, or I go to where they're located to actually help to get them back on track or whatever it may be, spiritual retreat, whatever type of appointment session that we have, I literally am hearing these words from these people. And I sit there and I tell them, I say, oh my gosh, okay, first of all, what makes you think that your spirit is clean? What makes you think you're already in balance? And people say, well, because, you know, I had a Reiki session like 3 years ago, so I figured, you know, I'm all good. Or, you know, I already did chakra healing, you know, and back in 2005. Guys, let me give you guys some education here, some really knowledgeable information. Just like you have to go to the gym to work out, to stay fit, to keep lean, to keep toned, whatever it may be, to keep your blood pumping through your body, just like you have to eat right in order to have the nutrients that's necessary for your body, it's the same way with your energy. It's the same way with the cleansing that needs to be done for your energy field. If you do not keep up on it, you will not stay clean. We need to clean ourselves spiritually, just like cleaning, I know this sounds silly, but our car, our home, or whatever scenario you would like to use, go out there and use that idea. Put some type of little box of some sort that you put a visual in, as if they say, oh, okay, I understand what Tammy means. So if I have to, it's like keeping my car clean. I got to keep myself clean, or keeping my body clean, you know, with eating correctly. You know, keeping your soul and your spirit clean is the same thing. It's not something you do every 5 years. It's not something you do every once a year. It's something you do daily. It's something sometimes I have to do a few times a day. Just like I explained to you guys a moment ago, I was having a hard time. I was getting a little frustrated. And then I had to sit there and put myself in the lotus position, inhale positive, exhale negative, and relax. And give up the stress and give up the control that I was trying to have at that moment. So many of us could have so much more happiness. So many more doors would open for us just by allowing ourselves to take these steps that I am going to be guiding you, teaching you, and advising you very amazing steps through this show. So get pumped up. Stop laying around and waiting for someone to pick you up. Get up and stand up for yourself. That's what I try to talk to people. I'm like, you know, why do we allow ourselves to wait for someone else to do it for us? Why are we not allowing ourselves to do it for ourselves? So that's why I'm like, hey, don't wait for someone to pick you up. Don't wait for someone to do it for you. Get up, get pumped up, and stand up and do it now. The longer you wait, the more we allow ourselves to sit there and say, oh, well, I'll wait for next week, or maybe I'll do this. I have this perfect example of this client who I've been working with, and she's supposed to be going through this transformation with her job that's extremely beyond the point of abuse. It's a very, very negative situation. And we've been dealing with this for months. And she's like, well, Tammy, I don't know if I can allow myself to get rid of the job because I just feel like it's so hard to just say, I'm done. And I'm like, but how are you feeling stress-wise? Oh, I can't even sleep at night. She's on medication to sleep. She's on medication to relax her nerves. She's not eating right. She doesn't look that bright. She looks like she's half dead because her energy is so drained from the job. But yet she's waiting for someone else to fire her, to let her go, to do all these other steps that she needs to be doing for herself in order for her to finally stand up for her. She thinks everyone else has to do it for her. And I explained to every single one of you guys, if you want some type of accomplishment, if you want some type of happiness within your life, it doesn't matter what subject, you are the one who has to take the first step forward. You are the one who has to get up, stand up, and do it for you. Don't wait for someone else to pick you up. That is one thing which is extremely beyond the point of important. What are the things, this is a good question to so many of you out there. What are the things that you want to get done, right? What are some of the things that you want to get done? Think about that for a moment. If you think about, what are the things that I want to allow myself to get done? When you think of that, what does that make you, like, where do you go with that? Okay, so I see somebody's asking, went to a spiritual retreat. Oh, I'm assuming you're asking, what is a spiritual retreat? A spiritual retreat, I take clients around the world, and I work with people on all different areas of their life, emotionally, spiritually, karmically, energetically, business-wise, relationship, soulmate-wise. So people come to me to help to find happiness, to help to find balance, to help to find true direction, right? When I go with someone on a spiritual retreat, it's to help to create a rebirth. It's to help them to no longer have any questions in their lives, but to finally have the solution in all areas of their life, okay? And I help them to get on track, take them to the door of where they need to be so that they no longer have any questions. Now they only have actions that are needing to be taken, right? So if there's actions that are needing to be taken, what happens is this. They go on a spiritual retreat with me. You know, sometimes I'll have like a half-day retreat. Sometimes I'll have a, retreat needing to go to Sedona, or I'll have a retreat where I, you know, have to go wherever it may be, you know, around the world. It doesn't matter. It's really about what your guardian angels and your spirit guides are telling me, right? They will advise me and guide me and direct me. So there's so many things that are told to me before I even go on a spiritual retreat with a client. And every single retreat is completely different. I cannot say that one retreat that I've ever taken in all the years that I've been doing spiritual retreats have been the same. They're always different. It's always for a different purpose because it's a different past life. It's a different scenario. It's a different that I'm going out there with those people. So if you want to talk, then yes, I'm not sure. Go ahead and let me accept this call, the one who is asking about the retreat, so I can talk to her and see how I can help her and answer any questions she may have. So let's get that phone call started. And while we're doing that, let's go back to you guys thinking in your minds as we're waiting for her to get online, what are the things that you want to get done? Think about that while I'm on the phone with you guys. Think about that while we're on the radio as we're here live. What are the things that you want to get done? What are the things that you need to change? What are some of the things that you need to change in your life? In order for you to get these things done, what are the things that you need to change? This is very valuable information. I'm not just sitting here, you know, just saying words. I'm actually giving you guys very valuable advice can change your lives around. If you take notes, get a pencil and paper, listen to what I'm saying, and actually take the steps that I'm advising. What are the things you want to get done, and what are the things you need to change? Okay? One thing which is extremely beyond the point of importance that I've noticed about people quite often, is people do not know. We think we know, but people do not know why we are blocked. People do not know why we are upset half the time. If you allow yourself to come to a place where you find peace within you, get involved with meditation, learn how to stay in balance, eating right, walking, breathing, meditating, doing the things that are necessary, not just one of them, not just two of them, you have to do all of them. You will then have that balance and have that knowledge and that knowing of who you are, why you're here, and having that satisfaction. Being satisfied in life is not about what we collect. It's not about what we have. It's about what we are, how we're living, who we are, what our messages are, how many people did we reach today, what message did we leave behind when our soul goes on to the next level, okay? Our soul and our spirit is more important than any piece of your body, part of our body that we think, oh, well, we can't live without that finger. Oh, we can't live without that, you know, piece of hair, whatever. Our soul is so important and so special that I am trying to help shake you guys a little bit to help you understand how significant and how important it is to really, truly take care of that part of your being. Allowing yourself to accept, you know, okay, yes, I'm going to accept, you know, what did I do before? What are the karmic things that I've done? What is it that's blocked? Let me work on it. Let me handle this. Let me, you know, make the movement that needs to be done, right? Help yourself to understand and to change the things that are causing the blockages within you, okay? What are you, as I'm on the phone with you, as I'm on the radio, excuse me, what are you feeling? Pay attention to what you're feeling and write that down. So write that down. Okay, I hope I gave you guys enough time. Now, how do we start? How we start is this, okay? First things first. Write down, you know, how do we get things, what do we, you know, what are the things we want to get done, and then what are the things we need to change, okay? Then how we start is we focus by starting by meditating, inhaling positive through our nose, exhaling negative through our mouth, really allowing ourselves to pay attention to that tension, to that looseness, to the heaviness, to maybe a little physical pain, whatever it is that's going on. Inhale positive through your nose, exhale negative through your mouth, and pay attention to what your body feels like, what your energy feels like. As you're going through this meditation, it has to be for no less than 20 minutes, okay? No less than 20 minutes. You're focusing on really giving yourself that time. And we deserve much more than 20 minutes, but at least take 20 minutes. If you can do more, awesome. High five, congratulations. But at least 20 minutes. So you're focusing, and I've heard, and just to let you guys know, I've heard so many people tell me, well, I've been able to meditate like in just a moment, or I'm able to just meditate in 5 minutes. That's awesome, and that's for those who understand meditation, like I mentioned to you guys earlier, like I did myself earlier before I started the radio today. You're able to do that, but when you do not understand and you're trying to get to that level, you do need to spend all that time that you can to reconnect and to really marinate that emotion and that energy, okay? So how we start is, first things first, we focus on meditation, okay? As we're meditating, we connect and we sit there as our eyes are closed. I always suggest that we close our eyes while we meditate. We sit there and we ask our soul, we ask ourselves, what are the things that we want out of life? What are the things that make me happy? Connect with that energy. Okay? And as you're connecting with that energy and you're in this meditation and you're visualizing this and you're having this movement within you, right? Visions will start coming, feelings will start coming, and if you're really lucky and really open, you will then start having this more amazing experience of even talking to your own guardian angel, which will be awesome on every level of awesome, okay? As this happens, you know, it's not like as if that you'll hear this voice that will be coming that's foreign. Sometimes when we're communicating with our guardian angels, the voice actually becomes a familiar voice, which is like yours at the beginning. And then later, as you acclimate and as you continue having this relationship and trust and faith and belief and don't have any fear or standoffish energy, the more and more you have faith and continue this relationship, it'll start becoming very different and so clear to you who your angel is and the voice and the information. So it gets better and better is my point. Then, as you're meditating, ask, what is it that's blocked? What is it that's causing me interference? What are the things that are causing me disruption? And as you're going through that, you will then feel, and your guardian angel will show you this, the universe will connect you and show you very clearly what it is that's causing the blockages, what it is that's causing the interference. You will literally feel this tension starting to allow itself to transform in a different way. This tension will then start loosening. It'll start allowing itself to unwind or unknot, or even it'll allow itself to feel as though it's just washed away and then it fell down into your first chakra, or it allowed itself to uplift and went through your seventh chakra, through your crown of your top of your head. The first chakra is at your tailbone, just to let everyone know. Sometimes I talk to metaphysical, and I try to make for sure that I always make sure that each and every one of you know exactly what I'm talking about. So the first chakra is your foundation, which is at your tailbone. The crown chakra is the top of your head, the very top, like your crown of your head, okay? So the energy comes in or out, right? And it comes in or out through those locations, just to let you know. Ask your angel, what is it that is stopping me? And the thing that I've noticed when I have people do this, even my own clients, when I have them come into the office or wherever it may be that they're located, the answer is always surprising. Recently, I've had this client who just told me that she found out she has a brain tumor. And now I seen this over a year ago. I told her, change your ways, change your ways, change your ways. Do this, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this. But Tammy, what you're asking me is too much. But Tammy, what you're asking me is too much. But Tammy, I can't do that. But that's too difficult. But I have to work. But I have to have a job. But I have to do this. But I have to do that. And I can't be at my soulmate yet because I still need to make more money. It was all about money. It was all about life, right? It had nothing to do with love. It had nothing to do with purpose. It only had to do with society and what society thinks we're supposed to be doing. Long story short, she finds out just literally this week that she has this. And, you know, starts crying and talking to me, and she's very emotional, having a very difficult time with it. And I told her, I warned you of this. We do not realize by neglecting our soul and our spirit and not being spiritually clean can harm us. I know that sounds insane. Absolute fact. Okay, yes. So, if you please, Courtney, can let me talk to Cindy. I know she has a question. She wants to talk to me about how to get back on track. So please let her on so I can speak to her.
Not a problem. Welcome to the show, Cindy.
Thank you. Thank you, Tammy.
Oh, absolutely.
I was at a retreat a couple months ago, and the advice was given to me to meditate and to get healthy. And you're answering a lot of the questions that I'm looking for. I want to know what else I can do to correct my bad habits, I should say, in order to do what you're saying right now.
Okay. Well, as you're on the phone and you're saying, you know, I love how you said that, and high five, because guess what, Cindy, so many people don't want to allow themselves to realize, you know, even myself sometimes, you know, we don't want to allow ourselves to always look in the mirror and say, what did I do wrong? How was I incorrect? What's this about? Or whatever it may be, right?
Right, right.
The thing is with your situation is you need to allow yourself to search deeper. What your thing is even though you're cleansing, even though you're doing some of the right things that need to be done, your energy goes back into karmic energy. And I can feel that just from being on the phone with you. It goes back to karmic energy. It goes back to things that had nothing to do with this lifetime. When you have your type of a scenario, which is not common, okay, when you have your type of scenario in your situation, you have to allow yourself to go through meditation, lay down, sit in the lotus position, however you want, go for a walk at the river, go to the mountains, wherever you need to be. Go to the special place. Inhale positive through your nose, exhale negative through your mouth like I always express. Then ask your guardian angel, say it straight out. Say, show me the things that I have done karmically that have created disruptions so I can now mend them and make things right. Okay? As you say that, you'll start, and of course your eyes have to be closed, you'll start seeing visions, whether it's from the Roaring Twenties days, whether it's from the Renaissance days, whether it was from the days of dynasty down in China, whatever. You'll see these visions, and these visions will be very emotional, dramatic, gory. They're always different. It depends on who it is. Long story short, once you see the visions, most of the time people cannot heal themselves during these karmic situations. You will need to find somebody who's able to cleanse the karma if you're unable to do it yourself. I always suggest people to do it themselves first.
Okay.
Okay. If not, then that's when you sit there and say, okay, hey, Tammy, I need your help, blah, blah, blah. This is what we need to do, this is what we need to do, this is what you need to do. And, you know, then there's further advice and information that will be given to you to help you to keep pushing yourself forward and doing the things that are necessary so you can cleanse that karma. Because a lot of times, depending on the situation, to cleanse the karma is totally different. Like sometimes it means that you need to go feed 100 homeless people, or maybe you need to go, you know, replenish Mother Earth, or, you know, it depends on what you've done. So there's always a different answer for everyone. So yours is karma.
Thank you.
That's
so
your situation,
very, very much.
Cindy. You're so welcome. God bless. And always make for sure and journal.
Okay, I haven't done that yet. Okay, that's another one. Okay, thanks.
Yeah,
thanks,
the
thanks.
Journaling is really important. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, so basically, and that's one thing for everyone that's listening, journaling is really important because it's important for us to remember the changes that we're going through so we're able to really pat ourselves on the back and congratulate ourselves for the advancements and the changes that we're doing. A lot of us want to change split second. We're always like snap the finger, change, change, change now. And that's awesome. That's wonderful. I mean, that's why they invented plastic surgery and all these other things in the world, because everyone wants, you know, to change and go through this huge dramatic difference immediately. To really go through dramatic change immediately spiritually, and through a cleansing process of healing the karmic and energy within yourself, it's not safe. It is a process. It is something that you have to grow with. It's not something that just happens overnight, okay? So noticing the changes and being able to keep a journal and seeing how there is some type of a transformation going on, I always believe is really important. And the reason why it's important is because as you're going through that transformation and you look at your journal and you sit there and say, oh my gosh, I noticed that this has changed. Oh my gosh, I've noticed that this has changed. All those small little changes that you're noticing that were absolutely seeming that they weren't making a difference, that are making a difference, all of a sudden become this huge transformation within the next couple months that we weren't even aware of. And that is something to be so proud of. The thing is that you'll notice also is as you're going through this process and you're going through the meditation and you're repeating the meditation, you don't just do the meditation once. You repeat the meditation repetitively, not the same day, but today you do meditation and say, okay, what is it that I need to change? What are the things I need to advance in my life emotionally, spiritually, energetically, whatever it may be? And remember something. Going through literally this type of transformation and allowing yourself to go through an inner spiritual cleanse is emotionally, spiritually, and physically. Everything I talk about, I always believe is important to connect to the emotional, spiritual, and physical side because that connects to the Trinity. It connects to all beings. It's a part of all the whole, the circle of life. It's about everything. Everything has all those elements, okay? Emotional, physical, spiritual. It's the way it is, okay? So you'll change during the process. We all have. What is yours? Don't you want to know what yours is? This is why I've been born, so I can help to teach people how to take the right steps to reaching their goals and to success. And you don't know how amazing and how wonderful it is to have that feeling and to have that knowing of who you are and why you're here and finally being able to have that, oh my gosh, this is my purpose. This is who I am. But it's possible. It is possible. When so many people tell us, oh, it's so impossible. Oh, it doesn't really, you know, it's not really that wonderful because, you know, I'm just doing, we allow ourselves to create these negatives. We create these negatives that are so, so hard. And it creates so much disruption in our space. Don't do that to yourself. Allow yourself to realize all is possible and get up and get started, okay? Get yourself up and then just get started and just go for it. Just do it. I always tell people, get pumped, do it, and just go for it and just start. Don't wait for a perfect day. What are you wanting in your life? Okay? What I want is for you to take a moment and actually write that down as we're on the radio right now. What are the things you are wanting in your life? Remember, your answers will change as you change. Throughout, things will go through transformation and your answer will keep changing. What are the things that you are wanting in your life right now? And because your answers were changed, this is actually awesome and a very good thing. You don't want your answers to stay the same. You don't want to say, what I want in my life is I want my soulmate. And then in 10 years to actually be saying the same thing. Obviously, that means that something's wrong and you're not doing some steps right or whatever it may be. You don't want to say, I finally want spiritual awareness, and after 10 years you're still not, you know, spiritually aware. Your answers will change, and that's what you want. Focus on the goal and don't worry about getting to the finish line, okay? The lines are going to keep growing. It's not about getting to the end. And this is why so many people fail, is because we're always trying to get to the end. We're always trying to, like, race to the end. It's not a race. It's not about getting to the finish line. Focus on a goal and get that goal done. And the reason why there's not a finish line is because there's no end. You know how they say there's no end? Like, if you draw a line, it just can keep going and going and going and going and going. Well, that's the same thing with your goal. You have a goal. And you accomplish that goal, but then you'll have another one. So it's not a finish line because you have another goal. Then you have another goal. And then you have another goal. So that's what you want. You don't want to allow yourself to say, my goal is to have this, and that's it, and I'm at the finish line, and it's over. No, that's not good. Always remember to allow yourself to relax. So many people during the process of healing and meditation and, you know, really allowing themselves to go into the spiritual realm, they become really tense and they become really frustrated or they become really anxious or really excited or they put thoughts in their head or expectations that really shouldn't be there. Learn to relax and then you will get in balance as you allow yourself to really just Let yourself relax, then things will become in balance. You'll see. Things will change. Okay, so let's see. I saw that there was another call from Mary. So please, Courtney, let me take the call in from Mary because I would love to talk to her about what I see that I'm... Let me talk to her about her situation.
Mary, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. I hope you can hear me.
I can hear you great, Mary. I'm so glad that I can talk to you. Okay, so you were diagnosed with cancer, so talk to me.
Well, it's esophageal cancer. So
okay.
That's part of the throat chakra. I do have a healing practice. I had a near love experience 4 years ago that sent me down this road. And now I'm just kind of stepping back and seeing what is my truth that I'm not speaking, what's, you know, the experience that I'm going through now. And I'm having a real hard time even getting in touch with my angels. I think a lot of it's probably the medication,
medication-based. Always, yeah.
Yeah. So I just
even
wanted
I
maybe...
myself, Mary, mm-hmm. even I myself had complications almost about 4 years ago. I was diagnosed with all this liver disease, and they're like, you're going to cut your liver out, you might die, da, 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 all these horrible things. And I
mm-hmm.
refused it. I was like, I'm not going
yeah.
there. I'm not going to go there, and I'm not going to believe it. I'm not going to cut my liver out, and I'm not going to save blood and go through this whole process. And I prayed about it. Miraculously, I've been healed. You know, I did a lot of homeopathic and natural ways of healing, obviously, because
and that's
we
where
often
I'm following
forget.
You in that. Yeah, I'm
wonderful.
Only doing radiation, not chemo or surgery at this time.
And that's awesome. You know, and it's so wonderful because I, you know, with situations with cancer, it's a very delicate situation because there's a lot of medicine and there's a lot of things out there that I am all for. But there's also some things that I'm like, oh, I don't really believe in that type of medication at all whatsoever. So some of them are really negative. Some of them are really awesome. But when it comes to cancer, it's a very touchy subject because it has a lot to do with energy. And I've seen that time and time and time and time and time again. It has to do with
mm-hmm.
energy. So it's wonderful that you recognize that it does have to do with your throat chakra. I'm glad you said that already. But what your blockage is that you haven't forgiven. I'll tell you that straight out.
I have a child that's a nurse that's really hounding me about, you know, the medical things I'm
uh-huh.
giving up and, you know, that kind of thing. And that's why I was wondering if it's coming from me or if it's coming from outside because, you know, everybody's got opinions. And like you said, you know, I've done what I think resonates for myself. And so when you're saying that, I'm wondering if it's coming from me or if it's opinions of others that I need to forgive. I'm
it's
just wanting to be clear.
To forgive. It's others that you need to forgive because one thing is forgiving yourself. That I would say, yes, it's a little bit important in regards towards some of the stuff that I'm seeing, but it's forgiveness of others. You need to forgive others that are around you. And what I mean by that is you're frustrated with people's opinions. You're frustrated with people's ways of living or the ways they're doing things. It's just there's this frustration inside of you, and you need to allow yourself to have peace. In order for you to heal, you have to have peace. If somebody says the sky is blue, but yet, well, actually, that was a horrible example, but if they say it was purple is what I meant to say. If they say, oh, the sky is purple today, and then you sit there and say, okay, well, that's you're entitled to your own opinion. God bless you. I see it as being blue, but you say it's purple. Okay, whatever. You know, don't allow yourself, if they have a different opinion, if they have a weird way of thinking, whatever it may be, God bless them. Don't carry it. Don't hold it. You're trying as a healer, you're trying as a person to do so much good and so much amazing things. And God bless you for that. And that's awesome. You're taking it too personal. You need to learn to let it go. And
ooh, that's a big one,
forgiveness.
Huh?
Yes, it's a big one. Well, because as you know, being a healer and being in the metaphysical world is very,
mm-hmm.
very, very, very difficult when we have to allow ourselves to realize that even though, you know, it goes back to the time of Noah, it goes back to the time of when people were building the ladder to Babylon. You know, all these things that we always want more than what we can have. We're always like, oh, but we want to do this, oh, but we want this, oh, but we want this. And in all reality, what we really want is peace, and what we really want is love. We don't want 10 homes. We don't want $20 billion. We don't want control. We don't want power. We really want happiness and peace. But we're all fighting in a different direction. So when you're a healer and when you're in this metaphysical realm, even with myself, and we see people who are not listening, but yet they're asking for help, we become frustrated, and we have all this negative that starts building up. That is exactly what your guardian angel is saying. You have all this negative that's building up, and you have to forgive. And you have to not take it on either.
That's a big one, yeah. Thanks for sharing.
As I'm talking to you and as you're laughing, I'm laughing because I'm just sitting there going, yeah, this is funny. Because I can feel you're just like, great. Yeah, wonderful.
Well, thank you for sharing about your story, too, because that's, you know, in the healing and metaphysical, and it being my throat chakra, that's my whole, you know, livelihood. And I'm thinking, really, angels? You know, what did I do to deserve this one?
No, it's not. But you know what, though? I'm going to be honest with you, Mary, and I know I shouldn't even be talking about this. You know, some people, and I'm dealing with people, oh my gosh, I can't tell you how many people I'm dealing with that have cancer, including children, and it just breaks my heart, and it makes me so... I can't even express what I have to say. But the point is that some of the people that I've been talking with and working with and dealing with, et cetera, are going to die. I don't see that with you. I don't see you having to go through this whole, you know, couple years of, hey, let me struggle, let me go through this whole challenge. I see you fighting it. I see you really recovering and getting really, truly amazing healing during this process.
That's why I wasn't shown this on the when I had my near love experience, you know, that's what's thrown me. But I think I probably would have altered something had I known that this one was coming, because I had gone through so much, you know, physically, you know, before this happened. And so that's where I really am trying to stay out of. That's why you said the forgiveness I was wanting on my part or, you know, others. But with the Creator, because I already had my near-death experience, and I know I'm supposed to be here doing this, and now that's been taken away.
And that's so awesome that you're saying that, you know, for everyone else to hear, because people need to know. We do have a purpose, everyone, and we do have a reason why we're here. We are not just here to go through struggles and suffering. Yes, sometimes we are suffering. Sometimes we are struggling. But I believe it's for a reason, and it's to advance us, and it's to teach us, and it's to help us to help others. It's not for us to go through suffering because we're being punished. It's because we're going through something that we've created. We create our suffering. So, and that's why I was happy when you said, oh, I know it's because of my throat chakra and what I did. I was like, awesome that she's taking ownership, because that just means you're going to heal that much faster.
All right. And that's why I just chose the radiation, because I focus on that visual of that white light coming in rather than a red, you know, damaging radiation. But,
see?
You know, it's all
that's
good
so awesome.
For a little while, and then reality hits. And like I said earlier, I'm really struggling even connecting with, you know, my angels, the other side, you know, guardians. And that's what has me worried the most.
No, everything is going to be beautiful. I can see it. Anyways, there's other people that are waiting to talk. Mary, I wish I could talk to you forever. That's just the way I am. But I have to go. But God bless, and please take my advice and follow through with continuing to meditate and all the things that need to be done.
I appreciate your time. Thank you.
You're so welcome. God bless. Bye. Okay, that was beautiful. I love being able to talk to her. I love talking to people. It always makes me happy. Okay, so relax and get balanced. Okay, let's talk about how to cleanse. First, take I have little time left. First, when you go through a cleansing, what you need to do, you take three, inhale positive, and then exhale the negative. Let go of any expectations, guys, and let whatever needs to come in right now. Inhale positive, And then exhale the negative. Let go of any expectations and let whatever needs to come in right now. Now, as you're going through that, what do you see or feel? Write that down, please. Let go of what has blocked you. And now let the light in. White, green, pink, red, yellow, orange, whatever color comes in, let it come in. Take the steps to start allowing the cleansing process to start right now. Let me help you now, right this moment. So inhale. And then exhale. All the stress. Let go of fear. Fear is one thing that stops us to even start. Let go of fear. What will happen? What will come? What's the next step? Forget about that. Just let the love and let the light come in. Open your heart so that you can feel as you go through this healing process. Open your energy so it flows through you. Open yourself up to a higher level, okay? Let that love, let that peace, that warmth surround you and cover you in this absolutely amazing radiating light that just shines through you at least 3 feet out on every piece of your cells and body and being. Let your energy vibrate, love, peace, welcoming that light to come in and disowning any fear, stress, burden, worry, responsibilities, blah, let it all out. And remember, you can, the one thing that I love about doing the radio shows is if you have missed anything, you guys can always go back, listen to it again, connect with it, rehear it, push stop, replay. I'm not sure exactly if you can push stop and replay, but I'm hoping you can. And just continue getting information, listening to it over and over and over until you get it right. And then even if you listen to it today and then listen to it again in a couple days or in a week, the information will sink into a deeper level. And then you'll start changing, you know, your thoughts and go, oh my gosh, yeah, okay, now I get what Tammy meant. Now you have a lot of valuable information so far from this show already. But if you want to get more help and take even further steps to success, you can always call me at 916-930-0781. Yes. 916-930-0781. Or you can connect on my website at growinginknowledge.com. And on my website, you can always go to my social media sites because I have a lot of social media sites. I am a part of actually 3 radio shows. This is one of them. And then I also do Periscope. I don't do Periscope very often because I'm quite busy in the office and just finished writing a book, waiting for that to come out, hopefully, God willing, the end of this month. You guys will love it. It's about chakras. It's really amazing. I'll talk about that next time. And if you guys want to connect with me on Periscope or on Twitter, you join me and connect with me on Twitter at AskTammyAdams.com. Ask Tammy Adams. And you just put that, Ask Tammy Adams. Sorry, Ask Tammy Adams is my new website. But if you go to at Ask Tammy Adams, you'll find me on Twitter, and that then links you to my Periscope. So hopefully that's easy enough for you guys to remember, at Ask Tammy Adams, and that's on the Twitter, and then Periscope, and I do guided meditations and all sorts of awesome things on that as well. And it's all for free, guys. I have a lot of blogs. You guys go on my website, and you guys join up for the newsletter or connect with me with other stuff that I have available on that so you can continue getting information and knowledge from our guardian angels and spirit guides. Please keep in touch and email me your progress, so that I can see how you've succeeded. One thing I love is I love to see how you all go through such different experiences. And I wish you guys all good luck with the whole process of going through the healing, because that is one thing that we all need, is we need to allow ourselves to really, you know, see anything is possible. Change is just a matter of us allowing ourselves to change, right? So what is it that you want to do? Okay, let's take a really, really quick call from John about what he wants to know in regards towards the blocking, trying to adopt a child with his spouse. Okay, let's talk to him just 1 second.
Welcome to the show, Jen.
Hi. I know it's going to be
John.
Short. I'll keep it simple.
Yes, go ahead.
My partner and I, well, my husband, I should say, and I have been trying to go through a process of trying to foster and adopt. You were talking earlier about roadblocks and goals. How do you know? You
what's
know there's a roadblock. You know there's something blocking your goal. How do you know when you're meditating or thinking about it what's actually blocking when you suspect
okay.
those things?
I mentioned it a little bit earlier, but let me explain it better, and thank you for asking that question. It's a great question. How you know is as you're inhaling positive through your nose and exhaling negative through your mouth and going through that meditation, you're focusing on allowing yourself to pay attention to what you're feeling. So in your body, you'll feel these sensations of tension. You'll feel the sensation of maybe even pain or whatever it may be going through your body, feeling and letting you know exactly where it's blocked. So it might be in your lower stomach. It might be in your heart. It might be in your throat. It might be in your head. It's
mm-hmm.
always in a different location. But as you're feeling where it's located, then you have to ask the next question, well, why am I going through this or what's my situation? Just to answer your question really quick, the whole reason why you're having complications and you're unable to accomplish the goals is because it's more on the situation and more on the part of your partner. So it's your husband that's causing the complication. It's not your situation, John. So the energy and the blockage is coming from your spouse.
Mm-hmm. Like resistance or worry?
Not in a negative way where your spouse is like, oh, I don't want to allow myself to have a child. It's more fear-based. There's a lot of fear. So it has nothing to do with not wanting the blessing, not, you know, wanting to make this improvement and this just amazing, miraculous person to come into your guys' lives. It's
mm-hmm.
fear-based. Because
mm-hmm.
of the experiences and because of your spouse's childhood, I can sense and I can feel very much about, well, what if these memories come back? But what if this situation happens? I can feel fear.
Mm-hmm. And I feel it from him.
Go ahead.
No, I feel that from him as well.
Good. Well, then you guys need to talk about it. And then if you need further help, then call me. You know,
mm-hmm.
well, one thing I forgot to mention is that from this specific radio show, whoever does book a session, I am giving a very huge discount and a very huge special for people who are from this radio show. Because I just, you know, I love when people go out of their way looking for the answers and helping themselves and doing whatever it takes to make a difference in their life. So whoever does, just let everyone know that's online and here today, and you guys mention it and email me, then you guys will get a huge discount, which I usually charge $400 an hour for a session. So it's going to be an extremely huge discount. But if you need further information, you can always contact me, John. But the thing is that you need to talk to your spouse. You need to sit there and say, hey, listen, the universe would not be giving us this opportunity, mister, unless
we were capable.
We met. Exactly. So
uh-huh.
obviously there is no such thing as impossible. So get over it and start smiling. And let's all be happy now. Life's too short.
Exactly.
You know, I'm that kind of person, John, that's just like, I don't care. If someone tells me it's not able to happen, I swear. I mean, besides, like, literally flying with my own body in the sky, like Superman, that's the only thing that I have not accomplished so far. But pretty much almost anything that I can think of that I put my mind to that I've ever said I wanted to do, I've done.
Mm-hmm.
There's not one thing that I do not have in my life, spiritually, emotionally, physically, literally, even healing from being practically dead 4 years ago. I know that anything is possible. So that's why I don't believe in when people sit there and say, well, it's impossible. And I'm like, no, it's not. please.
As you're sitting here,
I'm sorry,
saying that, I'm shaking because I totally feel it.
I'm so happy that I was able to get your call. I have to let you go. Please,
yeah, definitely. I know it's
going to
be a short one, but thank you so much for.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. God bless. Yes, you're welcome. Okay, so we are coming to the closing of our show soon. So I am just wanting to make for sure and give a couple more insights, advice, guidance towards all of you out there before I go. So like I said, if you guys want to contact me, you guys can contact me, growinginknowledge.com, or call 916-930-0781. You guys can go on my media sites, connect with me in all sorts of different ways. But let's talk about what our whole point in getting on the radio today was about. Inner spiritual cleansing. What is it? Inner spiritual cleansing is about connecting with your chakra energy point levels in your body, creating healing, no longer allowing yourself to have these blockages within your chakra energy point levels within your body, keeping yourself in balance, knowing that being a part of any blockage means that you're off balance. Being a part of any part of the blockage, I don't care if it's just a centimeter off key, you're off balance, obviously, okay? It is absolutely necessary to remember that keeping up with cleansing is not saying I went and I did a healing in 2005 and I'm doing awesome. No, cleansing is it's a ritual. It's a constant. It's a daily activity. Waking up, washing your face, brushing your teeth in the morning, same thing. Wake up, do meditation. Every single day should be a moment spent meditating, rebalancing, reconnecting, helping yourself to go through healing. Happiness, peace, really having that relaxation. Being in balance is the reason why so many people like the Dalai Lama, Mother Teresa, people that I've met, people that I've seen, people that I've associated with, and I sit there and I've seen them, and they have these smiles on their face because they don't care if you sit there and say, oh, I'm going to, you know, take away this and this and this and this and your life is over and this is going to happen in your life, blah, blah, blah. And, that, you know, people talk to them and tell them the most miserable, horrible things. And they'll just be like, well, I don't care because I'm fine. I'm happy. I'm at peace. I'm awesome. So many people don't realize that it is so important to just have peace. That relaxation, that amazing sense of knowing that your guardian angel is carrying you. I gave this one thing that I just start recently talking about at the end of my radio shows, the end of a talk, the end of a session, whatever, and I always say, don't forget to listen to your guardian angel because you never know whether your guardian angel is behind you, in front of you, beside you, or holding you. And the moment you allow yourself to realize where your guardian angel is, what position your guardian angel is in, and feeling that, that is the moment that you realize that none of us are alone. We all have a guardian angel that is beside us, holding us, next to us, each and every one of us. Open your eyes. Welcome the love. Welcome the happiness. Welcome the opportunities that are coming into your life. Look and pay attention to what opportunities are beside you, in front of you. And put your hand on the door handle and open that opportunity. Your soul, cleanse your body. God bless all of you. Until next time, I'm your host, Tammy Adams. It is wonderful being here. Bye.